Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to Life Design with Linda Sachs. I hope that you're all well. We're in for a really big treat today. I have a very interesting guest to share with you. His name is Jeffrey Miller. He calls himself a strategic interventionist, and he is referred to as the interventionist. Jeff has been a successful entrepreneur since the age of 17. He is a content father of 5 and a grandfather of 10. Imagine that. Wow. Lucky guy. In 2009, Jeff realized that his path as an entrepreneurial businessman needed to shift. After following Tony Robbins for many years, as many of us have, Jeff was smart. He decided to seek out Tony's programs for training alternatives for himself. That is where he found his calling. Becoming a strategic interventionist was the answer to many of his questions. One of them, very basic, who am I? Why am I here? Of course, we're always all doing that, right? But he took action. Since the completion of Tony's strategic intervention training, which is, by the way, what it is called, Jeff has guided many clients to a conscious realization and elimination of their self-defeating and debilitating beliefs. As well, Jeff chose to then go on and master neuro-linguistic programming. As we all know, it's known as NLP, or referred to as NLP, and has now added hypnotherapy to his program. In December 2011, Jeff founded the Pay It Forward group, which grew to over 5,500 members. His newest group, called Gift What You Need, is the extension of his original thoughts that giving and gifting is part of the circle of life. As quoted by Jeff, there needs to be completion of the circle. You cannot keep giving without understanding and mindset to accept and receive as well. Jeff is also the founder of 12 leaders in the fantastic partnership of coaching experts, Carousel Partners International, which I did quiz him the other day on the telephone about the carousel. Was very interesting, once again, in the shape of a circle. So his mind works creatively and very philanthropically as well, which is something I wanted to get into a little bit today if we have time. So this particular carousel actually partners worldwide now. All these members are joining together in collaboration to offer a series of free webinar events worldwide. Today I've asked Jeff to demonstrate a technique that he uses with his clients, something I hope I've got this right, called Advanced Visioning Technique. He had to use this on me in a telephone interview that we had recently, about a week or two ago, where I was faced with a personal situation and there was some confrontation attached. And I have to tell you, it helped immensely, incredibly. So I really wanted to be able to share that with all of you listeners today. That's something that's a great takeaway, something that you can take with you and do on your own. So Jeff will be gifting that to all of us today. I am also opening up the lines for anyone, please, any listeners out there, if you'd like to call in, if you have a comment or a question. I know I have a great listenership, but sometimes my listeners are a little shy. And if you choose not to call in, that's okay. But we would love your participation. So, Jeff, hello. How are you?
Good evening, Linda. How are you this evening?
I'm great this afternoon, my friend.
Oh, my goodness, that's correct. I'm on the East Coast.
No problem.
What a pleasure.
At least
what
we know
pleasure.
The sun is still shining here and the sky is blue. So if it's dark and cold and it's
good.
Feeling like snow in Maine, then shame on you.
It is where I am at the moment. Earthquakes and all this evening.
Which is
thank
amazing.
You very much for the invite to be with you, and thank you to the producers of Life Design. This is a real pleasure, and
it is pleasure to have
you.
And we don't want to waste a lot of time even knowing a lot about your backstory because I want you to get right into the juice. But if you would be kind enough to just for a minute or two, if there's any part of your history or your background that gave you any hints or any dots that you could connect for the listeners now, because I think your background is marketing, a lot of business background.
A lot of business and marketing. Life background is very amazing, and it's what really opened my eyes up way back when. I'll give you a real quick synopsis.
Okay.
Tony started a long time ago, Tony Robbins, and one of his second book actually was Awaken the Giant Within. And being a big guy, 6'4", I've always kind of thought about that metaphorically, you know, Awaken the Giant Within. It stuck with me all those years. I read the book and had the old cassettes, CDs, et cetera. And then somewhere in 2009, something just kind of opened up, and I said, you know, life isn't serving me as well. I've been very successful, but I found that through studies I had done, there was a massive amount of people in this world, approximately 85%, psychologically speaking, and dealing with low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. I was one of them. I was one of them. Even though I was very successful in my career and my raising my family, I still felt this debilitating belief like something was grab a hold of me and I just couldn't let it go. I finally realized after the training, the strategic intervention training with Tony and Dr. Chloe Madonis, who was Tony's partner in the Robbins Madonis Training Center, that I had to change my paradigm. I had to change my shift. I had to open up to that was not serving me, that had been my life. And when we come across these habits,
right.
You know, they're habits. We create them, and the brain knows only two things, pain and pleasure.
Right.
And it's always trying to pleasure us, even if that's in a bad way, whether it's drugs or alcohol, which thankfully I never got near.
Right.
But I didn't have a great time with relationships.
Okay.
And it's something had to change. Well, strategic intervention changed that to the point where I said, you know, I was really going to utilize it for my business, to help me with business and helping my own personal life. And as things went along, I realized I had what we call a gift in wanting to be an interventionist.
Wow. What such a beautiful story. All right. So let's get a little bit ahead now because I'm being very mindful of the time. This advanced visioning technique that we talked about, let's get right into it. Yeah.
Okay.
Before you do. Of course, we know I love to talk, but this is really important. I kept misunderstanding it and using the application, I guess we're also programmed, about wanting to manifest. So I'd also like you to be able to, like as the last conversation we just had yesterday, to be able to just break it to the listeners so that there's a simple understanding what is the difference between the two.
Okay.
Believing the outcome and manifesting,
that's exactly right. You know, everybody's hearing about the laws of attraction, the secret these days, and all phenomenal, fantastic information.
Right.
It goes further than that. It goes further than the book. It goes further than the movie. It goes to the point of firmly grasping within your mind that you need to come to a conscious understanding of change. You need to understand the change. You need to be able to vision that change. You need to be able to see it beyond any hill, any obstacle, anything that could get in your way. You've got to determine the end in mind. You've got to say, this is my goal, this is what I've got to do, and I'm going to do it. Then anything that can get in between you is eliminated because you consciously set yourself up with a new habit of saying, this I already have. I am already successful. I've already overcome my debilitating beliefs. I don't have to be there any longer. And one of the things I thought about this afternoon when you asked me again about this was simply this. If the entire audience would think about this for a minute, what would it be like? Great question for you.
Right.
What would it be like if you could optimize your life right here and right now? Think about that for a second.
Who has to think?
How would you feel? What would you think about versus that which you think and feel right now?
Right.
Take and shift that. And say, right now I feel this way. I had a tough day. My boss was grumpy. I had to face traffic. Kids were upset when I got home. Husband, wife, etc. All the little things in life, and they become big things, unfortunately.
Right.
If you could optimize your life right now, take one thing, one big issue in your life right now, and optimize it to the point of, woof, it vanishes. By consciously turning the switch to pull it out of the subconscious, bring it to conscious, and say, I am already there.
I love that. You know, we already have one or two callers in the queue. Before you've even done the technique, you've already created a following. So I'd love you to take us through it if we're ready.
This is it. Is somebody on the call that would like a specific question about it?
Well, I think maybe we should go ahead and do the technique first so that, you know, well, it's Hugh, are you there?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Good evening. How are you?
Thank you so much for calling in.
I'm delighted to have come across the show. I'm working at many different levels, and I've trained my mind to think in unlimited terms and looking to show people that we all can do that. We're just limited because we're being jerked around all the time with the material world. But
right.
If we get a heart-to-God alignment, everything is possible.
Hugh, thank you so much for calling in. I'd just like to know if you have a specific question for Jeffrey, because if you don't, you might want to, because time is really kind of lean, participate in this advanced visioning technique, if, you know, to see what it's all about, and then if you have a comment after that. So do you have a specific question by any chance?
I did want to just ask if he might be working with his group, because this is something that I feel is my big mission and vision on bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love, a whole new paradigm for mankind.
Right. Jeff, why don't you let just let Hugh know how he can get in touch with you, and then maybe, you know, a contact,
yes,
the way that
absolutely
he can reach you, and then we can get right into
the
technique.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a very fast email address, be the fastest way. It's interventionist752@gmail.com.
Great. Hugh, I hope that helps. And then the two of you can run on for hours, and I'm sure you probably going to have so much to share, but I'd love to be able to get this technique in, and we only have like 15 minutes left. I want to thank you so much for calling in. Please stay with us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice speaking with you.
All right, I think we should get it going, and whoever else is there, hopefully they'll hang in, and if they don't, at least we know, you know, they're listening. So,
okay.
You're on.
So, like we were talking about just a minute ago,
yeah.
Think seriously, and I want the entire audience to do this. Let's take this up word for word again.
Okay.
Think of this question. Think about the issue that's plaguing you right now, a biggie. And you may have a bunch, but you've got an issue in mind that's really bugging you.
Okay.
And if you could flip that, and you could just take and walk up to the wall and flip a switch and change that issue to the better, to the positive, to overcome self-limiting beliefs that happen to us and plague us all from time to time.
Right.
What would that issue be? That's number one. That's the question. And then what five or six things can you vision are going to change for the plus positive in your life? Now, amazingly, this shouldn't take us too long, but sometimes you've got to think about it. Don't think about it very long. Take the question as it is. And now set yourself up and relax and close your eyes into a little bit of a meditative state. Try to clear your mind for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're doing that, focus on the end goal in mind. Clear all obstacles out of the way.
Okay.
Say, this is the straight line to my mission. This is a straight line to overcoming.
This is the straight line to my mission. Okay.
This is what does not serve me. This does not. It causes me to have low self-esteem issues. It causes me debilitating belief issues. It causes me problems with my partner, my boss, my children, etc.
Right, okay.
Think of the straight line.
I love that.
Focus on it.
Okay.
And as you focus on it, physically vision, we call this advanced visioning, because you're going to advance vision, your thoughts, from where you are now to where you want to be.
Okay.
And it's like just like snapping your fingers.
Okay.
You're there. Because if you close your eyes and vision that, that's where you are. We all have conscious creation within us. And when you visualize and take the thought from that you know that you want to change to that place you want to go, which is the change, which is the flip of the switch.
Right.
It's really that simple.
Yeah.
It's really that simple.
Wow. So should you, like, be sitting and in that space or place for, like, a matter of seconds, minutes, however long you feel you need to until it really feels like it's resonating? Like, what do you recommend?
All of the above, of the above, or number three, or whatever you feel it takes you to need this, to do this.
Each person might
be
different.
Yes, but you need to consciously come up with that answer. What is that big issue first?
Do you need to be thinking it in your head, stopping and writing it down?
Write it down. Oh, what a key that
there's
is.
Something.
Linda.
Good
that,
question,
that is,
Linda. Yes, there
right.
is always some, right. Okay, there's always something about writing something down.
Commit it to writing. Write the question. I do this with my clients prior to us even having an intake session, determine whether we can work together and I can guide them to change.
Right.
They need to write that question down. They need to write down the answers, the 5 or 6 minimum answers that will change their life to the positive.
Okay, I hate to do this for 1 second. I have people in the queue that are asking once again for your contact information. It's interventionist752@gmail.com. That's how they can reach you.
Gmail.com, that is correct. Thank you.
All right, and please, people, when you do get in touch with Jeff, do mention that you actually heard him on Life Design with Linda Sachs on the show. So
we have a special opportunity for you if you do, by the way.
There you go. You see, I'm in everybody's corner. Okay, so today is all about giving, and I want to have a few moments for that, too. All right, so let me go back and ask you, because the minute that you talked about that and did this, like, you know, this quick little demo, I went exactly to a situation that I'm dealing with right now, and I asked myself, how I saw, like, the final outcome. So I went on, and I took myself in the straight line, right, to straight line. Straight line happened to be something that resonated with me personally, because
that's
then
good.
I knew I wasn't
that's
kind
good.
Of allowing my thoughts to take me in all kinds of scattered different directions.
That's good. I mean, you
okay.
can get there on a windy road, but if you do, you might stop along the way and never get to where
story
you
of my life. lately, the straight line seems to be kind of cool. Yeah, for a lot of people, maybe. So whatever it is really that kind of attracts you or hits you, and let's say, let me ask another question, that this is someone who's trying this or a listener out there who has heard what you just had to say, may have something coming up, but it's not soon. It may be giving them a lot of anxiety right now. It may be a month or 2 or 3 away. Could they be doing this once a day, twice a day? Like, I know there's something very often about
there
how
is.
Many days
there
to
change
right a
habit.
There is.
I'll get right to it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Positive affirmations. Before you put your feet out of the bed in the morning, thank God that you can do that, and you're
okay.
here again to serve another day in contribution to others beyond yourself. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, write it down and have it. Read it before you get out of bed. I had a funny story the other day. A client said, gee whiz, I can't do that. I need to run to the bathroom. Take it with you. Okay? And then in the evening, at the end of your day, we're
just don't use it, you know?
Positive
just don't use that piece of paper. Right.
Positive affirmation will change your mind in 21 days. You keep doing this for 21 days, you're going to change your mind. So if there's something coming up, do that. Before you go to sleep, put your head in the pillow at night, you read your affirmation, and you tell yourself, you commit it to memory that this is going to change. Now, it's interesting psychologically, 97% of that you're worrying about today is never going to happen just the way you think.
My mom used to always say this. That's
the old
horse sense.
Believe it. Believe it.
Well, you just brought up something that's really, to me, the real crux of everything, the power of our belief systems.
Correct.
Negative, positive, whatever. So if you have a situation or an event or some collaboration or something that is giving you, like, all these kind of pushing all your buttons, and it's a few weeks away, a month away, let's say, and you've gotten up in the morning. So again, listeners, listen to this. I'm playing out the scenario. You've gotten up in the morning before you've gotten out of bed. You're thanking God, and you're reading whatever it is beside your bed. Give, if you could, an example of an affirmation. Let's do like a hearsay, okay? I have a business collaboration. And I'm feeling like there are things that I need to bring up that are really not going to be maybe so well received, okay, at this particular meeting or whatever.
Okay.
Could you throw out an affirmation? First one. Life is supposed
first
to be
one,
fun.
First thing that comes
fun.
To
comes
my
to mind,
mind. Is
yes.
Take it from a positive stance. First of all, you need to look straight line it down the road and say, what are my intentions?
Okay.
What are my intentions for this meeting? And I don't have the particulars of what you're getting to, but I'm going to give you a synopsis.
Okay, yeah,
the intentions,
just a scenario. Okay.
What is the outcome? Think of the outcome in mind. What is the final product that you wish to produce from this meeting?
Okay.
Whether it's collaborating with family, friends, business, et cetera.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter. Could be children, could be adults, could be brothers, siblings, fathers, mothers, et cetera.
Okay.
What is your outcome? What is the most positive outcome that can come from that you are concerning yourself with today?
Okay. Okay.
You do that, and you keep that focus, and you affirm that every day until the day of that meeting, and guess what? No matter what happens, you're going to come out of there with a smile on your face. Now, I'm not saying it's going to go all your way.
Right. And that's good that you brought that up.
The difference is, the difference is simply this. You will come out of there with a positive feeling of what is, what was, and this is what was meant to be. And that is it in life. You've got to do that.
Now we're going into perception. Now, what about affirmation?
The affirmation for that would be something that you choose to put together in wording for yourself that is going to affirm that straight line.
Throw one out there, because I know I do a lot of this, but maybe a lot of my listeners aren't really in sync of, like, what's an affirmation, what's a mantra. You know, these are words that I work with.
Affirmation is nothing more than writing down a couple of positive, focused statements.
Statements,
not questions.
Okay.
Don't question yourself.
Okay.
Positive quoted statement.
I affirm.
I am. I am is a biggie. I am is really important because it's all about you, the person.
Exactly.
I am going to be successful
there
in this meeting in 3 weeks. Right. I am going to have a positive outcome from this meeting. I don't care if it's unfortunate divorce, whether it's some kind of a legal issue. It does not matter what it is.
Okay.
Family issues, it doesn't matter. You need to affirm the positive.
You need to
put it in a focused sense of positive, and that the affirmation will bring you to the closure. In other words, it will be as it's supposed to be, and it will all come out the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that have
people
a lot of religious
this,
background
people,
tend to go in that place, right?
They do, and religion is part of it, but it's not. I'm not really talking about that. But,
right.
You know, I know people that affirm that every time they go to the mall, they're going to get the closest parking lot to the door on a stormy night.
I love
night.
That. Right.
And you know they do.
Yeah.
They do.
I know.
Call it the law of attraction. We attract that we're thinking about the most. No matter how you put it out there, it's going to come back to you.
Well, I did once upon a time in my life live in snow, and my daughter, who is now 29 years old when she first got her license, my younger daughter used to always say, if I could go in your car or Sam's car, I'm going in Sam's car, because she always gets a parking space. She manifests them.
There you go.
My daughter was, I mean, gosh, one was 17, the other one was 13. But, you know, and we used to laugh. But we really, I think, very often need to see those, become mindful of all those situations and things that are happening that we think are just like sheer coincidence. They're not.
Exactly.
We are creating.
The good thing about positive affirmation for something that's coming down the road is because psychologists will tell you it's a minimum of 21 days to change your mind.
Right.
My newest program, which I've introduced now in the last couple of weeks, and it's an ongoing coaching program that I've got an introductory price out there for right now, just to help people and lead in contribution.
Now, wonderful. Tell us more about it. Okay.
It's the 21 days to change your mind. It is a combination of my strategic intervention training, NLP, and hypnotherapy.
I'm thinking that maybe if I invited you on my show, maybe I could get a little bit of a discount, and I'll become one. In 2013, I'll join in.
we all have something that's hanging.
Yes, for sure.
We've all got it. Now, to change a habit takes about 21 days to create the habit. Think about kids when we're young. I mean, I'm back from an age that, you know, we was cool to be the Marlboro man. Well, it took forever to change quitting smoking.
Right.
And it took a positive 21 to 30 days for me to quit that smoking, now 25 years ago, thank God.
Amazing.
But I had to do it. I had to do it. It was just one of those things. It wasn't serving me, so I changed. I changed my mind. This is part of the affirmation process. If you do the positive advanced affirmation,
focusing the work.
Envisioning, this is it. So the 21 Days to Change Your Mind program is really three sessions with me.
Okay.
We have 7 days of homework, six days of homework of a positive affirmation. They write the affirmations. Each client writes their own affirmation.
Okay.
And then we get back on the seventh day, and we have another session for approximately an hour, then six more days. And by the time we get to the 21-day mark, they've changed their mind. They have changed their mind. It is a wonderful, amazing thing how
you've
we
seen
can
a lot
change
of results. Now, I know that there are. Sorry for interrupting. I know that there are. I can just feel it because I'm so intuitive. There are a lot of listeners that are listening in today that are thinking, saying to themselves, "Really?
Absolutely,
really?
You
know, yeah. If I've been walking around feeling so negative about myself, I'm overweight, I'm this, I'm that for the past 25 years. If I just change the way I talk for the next 21 days, am I going to come out there and feel differently? All right, so answer.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yes, you are. Absolutely, you are. Self-talk is the most self-defeating thing you can do, because if it's a negative self-talk, you are going to the negative. oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't lose the
and
weight.
And then what
oh,
happens?
Not,
the universe is listening to all that stuff,
right?
And they're responding.
That's right. You attract more.
Right. You attract more.
You attract more.
And
people
so,
do it in wealth creation. They do it in all kinds of different
right.
areas. And it's all to do with energy. We are all energy in this universe. We're all created from energy.
Right.
And energy is energy. Our thought process is energy. Our brain is amazing. Our heart produces more energy and has more power, actually, than our heads do. But the head is the controlling force. And when you can close your eyes and you can go to conscious creation and you can vision anything you want, why
right.
can't you set out a positive affirmation that I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to quit smoking, I'm going to stop doing drugs, I'm
right.
going to be successful.
Right.
I'm not going to let bullies bully me. There's another big one for the kids. That's a whole other area with this program we're going into.
Right.
We've got to stop that one. That's got to stop. That's got to cease.
Yeah. Oh,
because
that's
the almighty word is love.
Because okay.
If we transfer fear to what?
Mm-hmm.
If we transfer anger to what?
Right.
Love.
Right.
It's always about love. It's a worldwide vision. It is
right.
how we were created. We were created out of love.
Yeah, it's so interesting how just watching how the world is really shifting right now since, you know, Wall Street, whatever, and this whole tumbling down and fall of capitalism, how we've, you know, this was predicted. We've been going this direction on this planet, and this is a known fact. But the interesting thing is, like you said, to transition for so many people that have gotten so in the habit of just living their lives. When I say robotically, sometimes I need to be careful because I'm not trying to give it a negative connotation, but
right.
we're almost like on an autopilot kind of a mode. So when I talk to my clients or people that I speak to, I say, you know, if you really think that you want immediate change and results, well, how many years did it take you to get to where you are? Now, how soon do you think that you're just going to be able to snap your finger and
That's
shift?
Right.
Love yourself as you
Enough.
Are going through
That's right.
this shift.
That's right. I have
you
to ask that question.
Yes.
I have to ask that question. How many out there can go to the mirror right now? Do it. I don't care if you know, don't do
oh,
it.
I won. There I am.
State,
okay.
How many can go to that mirror, do
right.
it when you get home, and look
right.
yourself in the face in that mirror and say, I truly love myself just the way I am?
Mm-hmm.
If you can do that, you're going to start to change.
Ah, you know what?
Totally
I'm going to try that as my
thing.
Affirmation because maybe a little bit of faking can help too.
some people say fake it till you make it. In this sense, this is reality. This is
okay.
a reality check. And you don't get it in the mail. You get it in your head because you're going to look in that mirror and you're going to say, I love myself this much,
right.
which is immense. When you can do that, and I mean really go and do it. I've had people say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do it. And I've said, well, gee whiz, you know what? I'm sorry, I can't work with you until you can.
I was the next thing I was going to say to you, because I know there are, as again, I'm trying to gear this towards listeners and where they're at and their mindset, is that, number one, obviously, we would all need the desire, because if the desire is
burning desire.
Yes.
very white hot
the
burning
fire,
desire.
The fire in the belly, you better believe it, because when that's not there,
mm-hmm.
obstacles just, you know, they're self-defeating obstacles. They just keep coming in your path. And the interesting thing is,
turn on the heat.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. So listeners,
turn on the
heat
and melt the icicles. That's right.
Yeah. I love that. That is really so true. And we have 2 minutes left in a minute. I'd like you to just talk a little bit about how you got so involved in and incorporated in the giving part of your coaching practice and your philosophy behind that.
That's,
I'd love the listeners.
That's a beautiful question. Thank you very much. And first
You're
and
welcome,
foremost,
my pleasure.
Thank you very much. And let's consider everybody where we're supposed to be from an altruic value, altruism.
Yes.
We were created to gift to others and contribution ahead of ourselves. That
yes.
said, it's a mouthful, but it's a true statement. When you give a buck, you're going to get multiplied. Come
right.
back to you. And it's not about the money. I'm just using that as a hypothetical example.
Okay.
Metaphorically speaking, anything you give to another, a handshake, a pat in the back, holding the door open for somebody coming in the,
right.
the grocery store, whatever it is,
right.
comes back to you multiplied in many, many different ways.
Now, we also have to learn how to receive, too, right? Because I've been reading
that's
a lot about that lately.
Now,
it's always
this
been
is where, this is where the quick, and I know we've only got a few minutes left,
yeah,
or a minute
so
left.
Yeah, so please, I'm just going to say thank you, and we're just going to be off the air. I want you to do this circle of giving
okay,
and
great.
Receiving. Go.
The gift, mm-hmm. yeah, our Gift What You Need group that we started about 2.5 months ago was all about that. It's we call it the sacred circle. What you gift will come back to you. What you gift what you need ahead of yourself. We also formed a phenomenal group of collaboration with 12 other experts all around the world called Carousel Partners International. We will be now doing free webinars starting in 3 weeks. Check Facebook. You'll see us.
Okay. How else can
it's
you
It's
going to
be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. We're setting everything up for it now. The website's in design right now. Everything is in. We had a partner call this afternoon. It was absolutely fantastic call for a little over 2 hours, and all the pieces of that puzzle are coming right together.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So I thank you very, very much.
I thank you more
everybody.
Because you're doing such great, great work and great stuff. And please, everybody, you can find Jeffrey Miller on Facebook, and you can find him interventionist752@gmail.com. And I'd love to have you come back. Thank you so much for joining me today.
I want to give a fast shout out to we have friends from all over the world listening, New Zealand, the UK, and thank you guys
Yay.
For being up early in the morning and late at night, midnight in the UK, Canada.
Fabulous.
All over
I'm going to be checking the listenership, the numbers, and I'm going to be calling you on that one. So from
very
your mouth
good.
To God's ears.
Very good.
Thank you so much for being with us.
And God bless you, everybody. Thanks
thank
very much.
Thank you. Thank
Pleasure
you so
here.
Much. It was great.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.